I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Major League Coach, former manager of the Braves and the Marlins. Let's welcome in for the first time, Freddy Gonzalez. Freddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. As we're a week away from pitchers and catchers coming into the Orioles organization, getting a taste of American League life. Tell us about your relationship with Brandon Hyde and why this is a good opportunity for you and everybody involved.
Well, you know what? This goes back a long time. This goes back 2007 when I first managed the Marlins. He was him and Tim Cousins were in a minor league as coaches and coordinators. And you know what? So this relationship goes back a long way. We kept in touch even though we went separate ways a few years after that. But they're very special, both of those gentlemen, Brandon and Tim, in my heart. I think they're extraordinary baseball coaches, but even better human beings and men.
Freddie, tell us what a major league coach's responsibilities are going to be in 2020.
That is a great question because I've never heard that title before, right, but I'm looking forward to it. So I'm thinking I'm going to be doing a lot of different stuff, which I'm excited for. You know, usually you get that bench coach title or you're just locked into being the third base coach or outfield coach or hitting coach. So this is going to free me up to do a lot of different things or whatever Brandon wants me to do. Or whatever he feels like I could help him with. So I am excited for that. I don't know how many other coaches in the big leagues have this title, but you know what? Why not be the first and try to do the best you can with it?
Now, Freddie, when you guys go to camp, what's the difference on going to camp with a team that is in a total rebuild compared to a team that, you know, maybe you're expected to compete for the division?
Well, two different things. I think going into the camp with a team that is a total rebuild or the second year of that total rebuild, it's exciting for the coaches because you're going to deal with a lot of young players. And there's also it's got to be exciting for the players themselves because there's so much competition, right? There's so much opportunity there for the players that are going to get with a team that last year lost over 100 games, and this year we're looking not to improve from that record. So it's got to be exciting. Anybody who's in that organization from AA to AAA last year that's coming back have a chance to play in the big leagues at some point this 2020 season. So it's got to be exciting for them. As far as going into a spring training with everybody expecting you to win the division, and that's also fun. I think it's a little bit more stress as the spring rolls on, right? Because you're trying to get your players ready. You for the most part have, you know, out of a 25 man roster, you're pretty much set. You got 20 guys who are going to come with you, and you got maybe five jobs that are open, and you'd like to see those battle and compete against each other. And then at the last 2 weeks of spring training, then you can't sleep because you're ready to go and you got two more weeks left or 8 days left and you want everybody healthy to start the season. So two different types of spring training, and I experienced both and they're both fun. But obviously we want to get to a position where we're expected to win and compete for a division.
Freddie, how much do you know about many of the players?
Not much, just from what I've been reading on some of the reports, but you know what, that is good also, and yep. Because I want to go in there with a clean slate. I want to see what the reports are telling me, and I also want my eyes, right, my 20 something years in the big leagues coaching experience, and I want to see what my eyes are telling me and put both sets of reports together. But I am looking forward to meeting one young man because it was about a month ago we were heading down for a coach's retreat in Sarasota, and he had just happened to be on the radio. It was Trey Mancini, and he was on the radio the whole time I went to the airport here outside Philly, and I was totally impressed with this young man, the way he carried himself or spoke on the radio and everything that he was coming out of his mouth was like, wow, this guy's a special guy. So I don't know about him personally. I know obviously what he's done on the field, but I'm really looking to spend some time with him.
Notre Dame, Freddie.
The Tray Maker. The Tray Maker, Freddie. That's his nickname. Major League Coach Freddie Gonzalez joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Freddie's going to be part of the Birdland Caravan 3-day winter tour happening this weekend. Various locations throughout the region. Go to Orioles.com to figure out where they're going to be and why you should be there. We should be there because it's going to be awesome. Orioles have embraced analytics with the new regime coming in here, Freddie. Talk about how analytics has changed the game in the last 5 years. Forget about the last 10, 15. Just however, the last 5 years, analytics have really taken over and changed the way people think about and run baseball organizations.
It really does. And you know what? If you're not in it, you know, you're going to be left to the side if you're not going to embrace it. I find it really intriguing, some of these numbers. So far, I've had two great teams of analytics. The Marlins there at the end of my tenure there, they started building a nice analytical department. And then here with Sig and his analytical department, these young men, all they want to do is help. You know, they're not trying to reinvent the game or anything. They just want to help. They want to give you information. Some of the stuff is that we talk about, you know, us old school guys that are common sense guys, or you know, they just want to put numbers to it. It's almost like a different language that we're trying to learn. But so far, both of these teams, especially this Oriole analytical team, it's been fun working with them, and they want to, you know, they want to teach you. I want to learn from them, and they want to learn from us on certain things. So it's fun. But you're right, it's going that way, and I think that you have to be on board and embrace it, because if not, you're going to be left behind. And you know, I'm 56 years old, and I still want to be around this game and learn and go forward. And why not be? No, I can't see any other better place than the Baltimore Orioles with Sig and Mike and this analytical team that they put together. So I'm really looking forward to spending the whole summer with them.
He's Major League Coach, yeah, because I was going to call you Bench Coach. I don't want to get yelled at. So it's Major League Coach Freddie Gonzalez of the Baltimore Orioles going to be part of the Birdland Caravan. And then next Tuesday is going to be down in Sarasota as Pitchers and Catchers Report. Freddie, we appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you guys up in Baltimore in a few weeks here.
You got it. I'm looking forward to this caravan. I get to visit some of the cities I haven't visited in a long time. And I'm looking forward to doing that. Things starting Thursday and Friday for me.
You got it. Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Freddie Gonzalez, a major league coach for the Baltimore Orioles. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.